Archers for the week 31 October to 5 November 2004.
What's Brian's doing Jenny a good turn?
It's about the photos for Peggy's album.
Oh, those, yes.
Well, Jenny rather wants to get on with them this afternoon.
Oh, yes, I know, she did say. I meant to drop them round yesterday. I'm sorry, Brian.
And I hope you are. I foolishly mentioned I was off for a look at the deer and I found myself lumbered with an errand.
Oh, you poor thing. Well, here's somewhere. Yeah.
Oh, terrific, thanks. That should keep her quiet for a bit. You're not sickening for something, are you, Lillian?
Me? No, I'm fine. Why?
Oh, you look a bit flushed. It's a bit late in the day to be in your dressing gown. I mean, we put the clocks back, not forward.
Now, having a beauty day, darling. Expecting Matt later.
Oh, I see.
I'm a bit pink. It's because I've just had my Dead Sea mud face mask on.
Right.
It's a good job he didn't come 10 minutes early. You'd have caught me in it. Fit to go trick-or-treating, I was.
Sounds like I had a lucky escape. How is Matt?
I haven't seen much of him, to be honest.
Too busy seeing his solicitor, I expect. Oh, it's not going to come cheap, is it? Extricating himself from that marriage.
I doubt it. There, but for the grace of God, eh, Brian?
Yes. Well, anyway, I'll be getting along.
That's right. You go and gloat over your acres, as you've done such a good job of hanging on to them.
Thanks for the photo, Lillian. I'll let myself out.
What? Oh, my God, it's Matt.
Well, I thought you were expecting.
No, not yet. Can't see me like this. I haven't waxed my legs. You keep him talking.
What, me? No, I don't think that's a very good idea. I'm hardly Matt's favourite person at the moment.
Oh, don't be such a wuss, Brian. I'm sure you can handle it.
No, I really don't think...
Hello? Pushka?
Not quite. It's me. Afternoon.
Oh, well, it's perfect weather for Halloween, I must say.
It was perfect weather for Halloween, most of August. Ask any farmer.
Yeah, but it's light till nine, then. You need the dark evenings for going spooky. Not that it is dark.
It's only going to get colder and more miserable the later we leave it.
Yeah, but 4:30, honestly, Shula.
It'll be dark in a minute. And it'll be quite late enough by the time we get them home. Daniel and Jamie have got school tomorrow.
Oh, we wouldn't want them to enjoy their last evening of freedom, would we?
Daniel did quite enough enjoying himself, collecting wood with you last week, thank you very much, and got hurt in the process.
You're not going to let that drop, are you?
It wasn't you who had to waste half the afternoon in A&E.
For a little scratch? When are you going to stop babying him?
Do not baby him.
Well, why are you here, then? You know you don't want to be.
I'm here, Kenton, because trick-or-treating needs a responsible adult.
Yes, and...
Meriel's only 3.
You think I can't take care of my own daughter?
I didn't say that.
Daddy!
Oh, hang on, sweetheart.
Not Kenton. Kenton, take that stupid mask off. It's all right, Meriel.
Hey, Mary, sweetheart, it's only me. Look, Daddy was just pretending to be a monster, see?
Kenton, hurry up. Can we ring the bell?
Hang on, Jamie, let's just check your costume. Okay, good lad, that's fine. How about you, Daniel?
I'm sorted, because I have to keep tripping over my tail.
Oh, let me have a look, darling.
Shula, he's fine. You just loop it over your arm, dummy. Go on then, you two. Right, come on, Mary. Sure you don't want my spare fang, Shula?
No, thank you.
Axe to stick in your head?
No.
Oh, sweet yourself. Now, don't forget, Meryl, when Granny and Grandad answer the door, we all go trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
Atta girl. Right, just put the old mask on. Trick or treat!
Oh, my goodness! Oh, you're giving me a fright. I wouldn't have known them, would you, Phil?
Oh, well, I don't think Kenton looks so very different.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Trick or treat?
Oh, treat, definitely.
Oh, yes. Who knows what tricks you nasty lot might do?
Oh, get.
Yeah, you better give us sweets.
You are. Help yourselves.
Thanks, yeah. Thanks, Grandad.
Oh, Daniel, not too many now.
Me three things.
Yes, let Meriel have some.
Yes, here you are, Meriel.
Hey, and me.
Oh, go on then. Shula?
No, thanks, Dad.
Well, go on, have one for later.
No, really. And you're not to spoil your tea, Daniel.
I won't.
So, where are you off to next?
Oh, I don't know. We're creatures of the night, wherever the fancy takes us.
Just round the green. We don't want to get everyone overexcited, do we?
You sure I can't offer you some tea, Matt? Or something stronger? I'm sure Lillian wouldn't mind.
No, nothing, thanks.
Right. I'm sure she won't be long.
Look, you haven't got to watch over me, Brian. I may be going through a divorce, but I'm not going to crack up or anything.
No, of course not. No, I didn't think for a minute. I mean, look, Matt, I've got to say, I really am terribly sorry about them. Or how the news seems to have leaked out.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I mean, Jenny was asking after you, you see, and I must admit, but I swore her to secrecy. Unfortunately, she went and told her mother.
No. Fair dues. One up to you, Brian. Stitched me up nicely with Lillian.
No, I honestly never intended.
No, I'm sure you didn't.
Still,
it's a lesson learnt, and I'd better get used to it, I suppose.
Well, look, I haven't told another soul.
You don't need to. I'll be fodder for the village tongue waggers till Christmas.
Yeah, it'll be a 5-minute wonder, you'll see. These things usually are.
Oh, and you would know, would you?
I know Ambridge.
Well, we all know you're a past master at sidestepping scandal. Perhaps you'd give me a few tips.
The best tip I can give you, Matt, is to find yourself a damn good lawyer.
Oh, please, what do you take me for?
Well, you'll need one. You must have seen the case in the papers about the settlement some of these wives are getting.
I think you'll find I'm well able to protect myself.
The parlour case, was it? Yeah, footballer and his wife. They'd only been married a few years. If I remember correctly, she's still got the holiday home, the mock Tudor mansion, a lump sum and 37% of his income.
Yes, thank you. I am familiar with it, and I think you'll find the poor bloke could, in fact, have come off a lot worse.
Oh, possibly, but that was a relatively short marriage. When you're talking about a couple who've been together as long as you and Yvette, and where the assets well exceed need, well...
I know. I'm looking at a 50-50 split of the capital.
Ooh, and maintenance, Matt, don't forget that. With your earning potential, it's all up for grabs, isn't it?
Shh, Mariel, it's all right, darling. Honestly, language like that in front of little kids. Oh, he's a nasty man, wasn't he, darling?
Oh, we were asking for it, Kenton. They have got a great notice on the door saying no door-to-door salesman, no free newspapers.
And strictly no fun. Here you are, Mary. Come on, have another sweetie. Huh? That's better, eh? Got your misery guts. And that Everly gave you about being a church warden.
That was predictable. I told you not to do the Fletchers. We should only be taking the children round nice people that they know.
What's the point in that? We'd never get to do any tricks then, would we?
Oh, Kenton, you're surely not
going
to...
That's the deal, Shula. I mean, we said as much when Derek opened the door.
Oh, no, please
okay,
don't.
Jamie, what you come up with?
Wet leaves through the letterbox.
Jamie!
No, a banger through the letterbox.
Daniel!
Hey, good thoughts, lads, but perhaps a little extreme. Here, I was thinking...
Yeah!
Oh, what are you getting them to do?
Oh, relax, it's just a bit of fun.
Any more sweeties, please?
Please don't give her any more, Kenton. She'll be sick. In fact, why don't you let me take her home?
What, already?
More.
She doesn't understand what's going on. It's cold, it's dark.
Look, just because you want to get out of it doesn't...
Not that.
Please.
Oh, please, Kenton. She's too little for all this.
But okay, take her. At least once you've gone, I can get on and make a burning cross out of Derek's pampas grass and stick it in his lawn. It's a joke, Shula. Joke.
Of course, the thing is, these settlements don't take any account of how much hard graft the husband's put into earning the cash in the first place. What a doddle of a life the wife has in spending it. I mean, the worst thing that's ever happened to half these perma-tan gym bunnies is their favourite store running out of their shoe size. But when you think how hard you've worked to accumulate your pile...
Having a nice chat, are we? Mm.
No, darling. Oh, dear. You're a grumpy tiger today.
Yes, well, get in your way. I'm sure you've got lots to be getting on with.
Oh, all right, Brown. Tell Jen I'm sorry about those photos and tell her I don't want her writing any sarky captions about me as a teenager.
I will.
Just because I have better legs than she did.
Oh, I'm sure it'll all be highly favourable. Bye, Matt.
Yeah, bye.
I'll see myself out. Cheerio.
Bye.
What can we do to cheer you up?
Just don't expose me to that brother-in-law of yours. That'd be a start.
You haven't been winding each other up, have you?
Telling me I need a good solicitor like I don't already know.
Oh, darling, you mustn't let him get to you. Of course you know. And you've got a good solicitor. Well, you said you had.
Yeah, well, I thought I had. Now I'm not so sure.
But you
the
said
that
you
the top man
got...
in family law at my usual firm. That's all.
Well, there you are.
Yeah, but see, they're corporate lawyers, Lillian. Divorce isn't really what they're about.
So, Brian's got you thinking.
No, only what I've been thinking already. I'm going to get a second opinion from a firm that specialises in divorce.
Oh, that sounds very sensible, Tiger. Forewarned is forearmed.
The first thing tomorrow, I'm going to get on the phone and start calling around, find myself the best solicitor money can buy.
Yes, you do that.
I don't care how much it costs. Let's face it, I might as well spend it while I've got it.
Have a seat by the fire, Shula. You must be frozen.
Oh, thanks, Mum, but I'm okay, actually. I've been at Cathy's for the last half hour.
Oh, have you? Why?
Oh, I took Meryl back, poor little thing.
Yes, she did look a bit bemused by it all.
So where's Kenton and the boys?
Oh, goodness only knows. He said he'd call me when they'd had enough.
He looked as though he was fit to go on all night.
I know. I left them putting a werewolf mask on one of Derek Fletcher's gnomes.
What?
Trick or treat?
Oh, dear. Whose idea was that?
I'll give you one guess.
Oh. You're right, it wasn't the thing for Meryl.
Of course it wasn't. She was glad to get home. But that's the other thing. Kathy's not very happy.
Isn't she? Why?
Well, Meryl's a lot of work. It's really knocking her out having to cope with her on top of everything else.
And I don't suppose Kenton's much help.
He adores Meryl. I'm sure he does his bit.
Oh, no one's saying he doesn't love her, Mum. He loves her to pieces. But you've seen what he's like. He's great at being Mr. Entertainment, but when it comes to anything practical...
It all falls on Kathy's shoulders.
Exactly, Dad.
Well, it won't be for much longer. She'll be going home soon.
Yes. What's the latest on Mel?
Well, she's been phoning, obviously, but Kenton says she's not nearly well enough yet to cope with a 3-year-old.
Oh, dear. Still, it was quite a big operation she had.
Mm. And Kenton says if she has Meryl back too soon, it could really muck up her chances of a full recovery.
Well, I suppose there's something in that.
So how much longer does he think she'll need?
Kathy's not really sure.
No, it's very hard to put a precise date on these things.
Yes, but it looks as though Meryl's going to be around for quite a while yet.
Another day, another sausage.
Yeah, was on 1.5 kilos last week.
Oh, that's good.
Helen didn't seem too sure. She knows she's got to do it, but I still don't think she likes it very much.
No, well...
She's enjoying her Spanish, though.
Spanish?
Yeah, didn't I tell you? She started these language classes.
Oh, she doesn't hang about, does she?
No. You can see her thinking, if I've got to be in here, I'm damn well going to use the time.
Well, suppose she might as well.
Mm. Yep. Hold on, I'd better get that.
OK.
Can you manage on your own for a bit?
Yeah, of course.
Hello. Oh, hi, Wesley. How are you? Yeah. Yeah. That's great. Great. When? Okay. Yeah, of course I can handle it. No problem. It's fantastic. Brilliant. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Wesley. Okay, thanks again. Right, you are. Okay, bye then. Yes!
Good news.
Good? It's... Oh, come here.
Oh, what? Oh, what?
It's the best.
At least switch the machine off. Oh. There's going to be sausage all over the floor.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Well, go on then. What is it that's so exciting?
That was the supermarket.
No.
Okay, okay. They're only going to put my sausages, our sausages, both lines, into more of their stores.
Oh, Tom, well done.
Isn't that fantastic? Not just the West Midlands, the East Midlands and the West Country as well.
That's amazing.
Yeah. From the new year, they're going to be collecting 5 days a week.
5 days?
Yeah, at last. It's taken long enough.
Well, you're going to be producing here 5 days a week?
If we're still here, I might need that bigger unit. I wonder if we'll to get back into that place that Kirsten and I saw in Borchester.
Borchester?
On the other hand, I've got everything so well set up here. Can you carry on your own for a bit, Susan?
Yeah, fine.
I just want to go and work out some figures.
Fine.
Oh, sorry, but...
What's the matter with you today, you navvy? Keep your eyes open.
Oh, I was up half the night with one of the cows. Milk fever.
Oh, where was Sam?
Day off.
Well, in the night.
Yeah, I did think that when I was still out at 2 o'clock, but to be fair...
Well, I suppose a day off's a day and a night, really.
Yeah, Sam gets up early enough as it is. Oh, dear.
David?
I'm in here, love.
How are you getting on?
Oh, I'm just getting ready for the young stock.
You're bringing them in?
Yeah, this afternoon. Thought it was about time.
Great.
We'll put them over the way first.
Good. Anyway, I'd better get going.
OK, see you later.
You going somewhere nice?
Coffee morning, your breast care group.
Oh, I see. How about I fetch my flask, Davy? Cup of coffee might perk you up a bit.
Oh, yeah, go on then, thanks, Bert.
Right, wait me a minute.
Right. Hey, did Pip get the bus all right?
Yeah, no complaints. And she found someone to sit by.
Oh, good. Let's hope it stays that way.
Yeah, please. I don't think I can stand another 6 weeks like the last.
No.
Yeah, so surely when I was dropping Josh off.
Oh, yeah. She survived the trick-or-treating, did she?
Just about. But she's worried about Meriel and Cathy.
Why?
She reckons Cathy's about at the end of her tether.
I reckon it's all down to the sausage trail.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I rang Wesley straight away to tell him I'd won. The first thing this morning, he's on to me to say that they want to expand the distribution. The power of publicity, eh?
Self-publicity, anyway. Can I just...
Sorry. Just like I've always said.
Right. So when does it start, this expansion?
Sometime in the new year, that's all I know. Mm-hmm. So we've got plenty of time to source some more breeding stock. Another, 10, 12 to start with?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So do you think you could look into it, Neil? Get onto the breeders?
Well, I could, I suppose.
Only, I'm up to my eyes at the moment. And now this has come along, I've got to revise all my figures. See the accountant and the bank.
I'm pretty pushed myself, Tom.
It's only a couple of calls.
Well, yeah, I suppose. Only I'm desperate to get on with the brickwork before the weather turns.
Oh, yeah. I thought you'd be at it now, actually. It's a decent enough day.
I haven't got Mike this afternoon. He's gone to cut up a tree that's come down for the bonfire.
Oh, right. Well, maybe you could do some phoning this afternoon, then.
I've got my own pigs to do yet, and there's plenty I can get on my own at the house, plumbing and that.
Come on, Neil. I thought you'd be keen. You are my pig production manager.
I am, yes. Look, I'm delighted for you.
Great stuff. And there's more hours and money in it for you, you know?
Yeah, I know.
We're in this together. Don't forget that.
Oh, she's always been stubborn, this one. Go on! Go on! Oh. What's this say, bud?
331 kilos.
Oh, is that all? Felt like more when I was shoving her in.
Well, she'll soon put it on now there inside on winter rations.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Well, you know, I've said it before, David, but I always reckon you keep them out just that bit too long.
Yeah, I think you might have mentioned it once or twice.
They just ain't the goodness in the grass this time of year.
Well, that's why we're bringing them in now.
Cows are still out.
Not for much longer. Anyway, they're getting fed in the yard, remember?
Yeah, that's true. You ready for the next one?
Hang on a minute. Oh, she's got warty teats.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, they're really bad. Look, all around here.
Oh, ah.
I'll have to get Alistair to come in and freeze them off.
Ooh, you don't want to go wasting money on the vet. I'll charm them off for you.
You charm them off? Okay, I've heard it all now.
Yeah, I'm serious. Haven't you ever heard of what charming before?
Well, I've heard of it, yes. I didn't know you did it. How come you never said?
Ooh, you never asked me.
Oh, I see. So it's my fault, is it? Right, well, if you want to have a go...
Well, if it's all right with you...
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
You've got to take it seriously, mind. You can't mess about with these sorts of things.
Ah, no, no, absolutely.
Right. Here we go, then. I'm just feeling the farce.
Right. Sorry.
Farce, follow fingers. Fingers to what? What follow fingers? What? Get it!
That's it, is it?
Yeah, that's it for now.
I see. Well, thanks, Bert.
Any time. You only asked to ask.
How much longer are you going to be in the shower, Neil?
Well, I'm nearly done.
Because tea will be ready soon.
Sorry, love. I got so muddy during the pigs.
Oh, no. I'd rather you were clean. Oh, Neil, what's all this stuff all over the table?
Just my plumbing diagrams. Can you leave them?
Not really.
Well, just push them up one end.
Why aren't they in the sheds?
I don't think I'm going to be able to work in there anymore, Susan.
What?
It's too cold. I couldn't feel my fingers this afternoon.
Oh, even with the heater?
Don't touch it. I'm going to have to bring all my stuff back in here.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, though. Pass us my jeans, will you?
You are. What about pants?
Oh, I've got a clean pair in here.
What? It's a wonder they haven't got all wet.
I'll stuff them on top of the mirror, see? It's quite cosy, isn't it?
Hmm?
With the curtains drawn so early.
Oh, I suppose so. Oh, I hope we still feel like that come February, when we've been cooped up in here all winter.
Oh, come on. By February, we'll be nearly in our new place.
Oh, you reckon? Even with this expansion of Tom's?
Oh, that.
You're going to be working all the hours God sends on the pigs if he has his way. What are we going to do about it, Neil?
Hmm?
I mean, what do you think, really?
You want the honest truth?
Hmm.
I thought this afternoon when I was spuddling about in the mud shifting arcs, I'm starting to feel too old for all this.
Oh, love.
I can see Tom's point of view. Of course he's excited. If I was his age, I suppose I would be too.
Yeah.
But come in now, when I need every spare hour for the house. I need it like a hole in the head.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought. And what about me? He never thinks of that.
No, I did wonder.
I mean, is he going to want to take on a full-timer for the packing? I mean, I'm not saying I want the job, but I don't want to lose the days I've got.
No.
Well, not till I've found something else, anyway. Oh, I just wish the right secretarial job had come up.
There's been nothing in the paper, has there?
No. Oh, Borchester Green was so perfect.
Mm. Well, I always knew you might have trouble finding another job share that fitted round the shop.
Yeah. Oh, I'm beginning to think I might not have to be so choosy, you know.
Mm?
Instead of 2 full days, go for, oh, I don't know, 5 half days or something.
Could you do that?
Well, I'd have to talk to Betty. Trouble is, as time goes on, I'm getting more and more rusty on the secretarial side.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, I am. I'd need a refresher course on some of the packages now. They update them so fast.
Mm. Well, you just have to keep looking. All this stuff with Tom's not going to happen until next year.
No. There's another thing. I feel so guilty.
Guilty?
When I spent all that money on that outfit for Emma's wedding, I thought I'd be wearing it to interviews, didn't I? I mean, I haven't been to one.
Oh, love, that doesn't matter.
Well, I can't wear it now. It's the winter.
Well, forget about it. You looked gorgeous on the day. That's what matters.
But it was such a lot of money, Neil.
Susan, love, you looked gorgeous. And it was worth every penny.
And these are the warty ones.
Yeah, they're quite bad.
Yeah, not for much longer. I dare say every single wart will have dropped off by morning.
Is that what Bert says?
Yep. Now I'll be calling Alistair out to freeze them off.
Bert's not going to be very pleased if you do.
Well, I'm not going along with all that mumbo-jumbo.
What did he do exactly?
Well, he went all serious and then he touched the warts and muttered some gibberish and then he sort of... woof! Made as if he were throwing the warts away.
Throwing them away?
Yeah, so you better watch your step in the yard.
The fact is, the warts will probably disappear anyway now we've got the cows in.
Exactly. Their immunity's going to improve with the winter rations, isn't it?
Or it could just be all down to Bert.
Yeah, well, we know what he'll say, don't we?
Right, that is me done. I've got to get to bed.
You'll be asleep before Pip at this rate.
Oh, she's not still doing homework, is she?
No, by a miracle, she didn't have much. And what she did have, she did before tea.
Oh, thank goodness for that. I'm really not up to... what's the book called?
Halls.
Yeah, not tonight, anyway.
Just hope we've turned a corner with it all.
I know, me too. Anyway, I haven't asked you, how's your coffee thing?
Oh, fine.
All the usual suspects?
Yeah, quite a good turnout. They're all talking about this sponsored swim.
What's this?
It's in a couple of weeks. We've been planning it for a while, but they're still looking for people to take part.
Ruth, you didn't.
I did.
Ruth, love, haven't you got enough on?
I know,
and the kids and the farm and Linda's play.
I have got a lot on, David, you're right. And I'm so grateful that I have. That's why I want to do it.
Will and Emma are expecting guests.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
No, it isn't. I wanted to help you. Someone cursed your beer in a minute.
Oh, don't worry about it. I've got your text.
Well, now I'm here, there's got to be something I can do. Lay the table.
I've done it.
OK, what about the drinks?
All in the fridge ready.
Well, at least let me do the last-minute stuff, Em. You have a sit-down.
What for?
Well, you've been on your feet all day already at the calf.
Will, can you please stop fussing? I can sit down at Jack's when I want to, and Ken was in today anyway.
Was he? Makes a change.
Going on and on about how the country was going to the dogs.
What?
Just because no-one's making a guy for the bonfire.
Don't Christopher usually do that?
Yeah, but it's not cool enough for him now, is it? Anyway, he's obsessing over this farrier training interview he's got next week.
Oh, yeah.
So Kent's decided he's going to make one. Wants Muriel to have the full-on Ambridge bonfire night experience.
Oh, he's mad, him. Mad as cheese.
Yeah.
Whoa, that smells amazing, Em.
And you better wait till you taste it.
No, I know it'll be great.
You say that about everything I cook.
It's true, that's why.
What kept you anyway?
Guess.
The shoe.
I had Brian round checking up on me, reminding me how much Mr. Crawford loves finding fault. Like I need it.
No, there's nothing to find fault with. You can't put in any more hours than you're doing already.
I know, but...
Did you tell him how hard you've been working?
Well...
You're hopeless, you are. It'll be fine.
Yeah, that's what George keeps saying.
There you are, then. He should know.
But it's not like his total responsibility, is it?
Look, if Brian didn't think you could do it, he wouldn't have given you the job, would he? How many times do I have to tell you?
You don't. Just give me a kiss.
Oh, there he is. Oh, come in.
Hello.
Hi, Kirsty. Come on in.
Yeah.
Hi, Tom.
Hiya. Wow. This is a bit of a change.
Isn't it? Oh, lovely spotlights. Oh, what's happened to the units?
Not just new doors.
Oh, that's clever. Oh, something smells good.
I hope so.
Here, give us your coats, then I'll get us all a drink.
Well, I've brought a bit of a special bottle.
Oh, champagne?
Well, sparkling stuff. And a sparkling elderflower for you, Emma.
Oh, thanks, but can I have a glass of the real stuff, actually?
Oh, bad luck, Tom.
No, it's great. We're celebrating after all.
Yeah, our new home.
Yeah, and...
He's got some news. And I can tell you, you won't need to phone a friend.
Kathy?
In the bathroom.
Cleaning up after your daughter.
I've been having a look through your clothes.
You'll never get in, Tom Kenton.
Oh, hilarious. But can I have these?
Mm-hmm. Well, what for?
I told you, for the guy. They're the ones that you put out for Jungle.
No, they're not.
No?
No. Not that jacket anyway. I still wear that.
Oh, do you?
Yes, haven't you noticed?
Obviously not.
You can have the rest, I suppose.
Mm, it was the jacket that did it for me, really. It would have been perfect.
Well, I'm very sorry. If you want to buy me a new one to replace it, feel free.
No, I'll pass on that one, thanks.
Yeah, I thought you might.
What am I going to do about this guy, then? I really need an eye-catching jacket.
We'll go round the charity shops tomorrow.
I want to make a start tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah, where's Muriel?
Choosing a bedtime story. At least that's what I asked her to do.
Well, OK, I'll go and find her.
No, Kenton, I'd rather you didn't. I really want to get her into a routine. Bath and bed is a sensible hour.
Well, let me make a start. I'm
and
not
now
gonna...
Jamie's back at school, he could do with more of a routine as well.
What do you mean?
Well, he's an only child.
Oh.
He's used to peace and quiet in the evenings.
But he loves having Mary around.
Yes, I know. But it's not fair to have him disrupted all the time.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Looks like she's escaped. Hey, I know. I'll go and see if Joe's got an old jacket you can let me have.
Oh, don't be silly. Joe wears his clothes till they fall apart. But I'll have to go and turn that telly down.
Mom!
Oh!
Look, I'll sort Mary out. I'll take her next door with me. She always likes to see Joe.
But she's in her pyjamas.
Keep her warm.
But Kenton!
Mom, where are you?
I won't be long.
Mom!
Oh.
This chicken's fantastic, Em. What have you put in it?
Garlic, mostly. Not too much, is it?
No, it's great.
And it might kick Matt Crawford away from me on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. It's a big shoot, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't get him started, please. Let's have a toast.
Cheers. To new home.
Oh, and Tom Archer sausages.
Of course.
Tom sausages.
Can't wait to see the Echo. Hope they print that picture of you Thursday about to bite into that sausage.
I don't. How embarrassing.
I'm going to send Wesley a copy. Can't do any harm.
Except Kirsty's credibility.
Oh, thanks, Will.
Wait till you see it. You might like it.
Yeah, and I might be the next American president. I don't think so.
This expansion, Tom. What do my mum and dad think about it?
How do you mean?
Well,
they're fine about it. Why wouldn't they be?
Well, my dad, okay, but... What's going to happen to mum if you take on a full-time packer?
I haven't really got that far. I was really wondering about Stan. He's supposed to be retired. Well, he want the extra hours.
It's true, though, Tom. Susan can't do full-time.
No, I'm not sure I want a full-timer unpacking. It'd be easier, of course, in a way, but with the earnings threshold, I'd get clobbered for NI, wouldn't I? I mean, 12.8%.
So you'd just get someone for the other 3 days?
Like I say, I haven't really thought it through, but I wouldn't want to lose Susan. She's a brilliant worker.
Yeah, runs in the family. Em's the same. She practically runs that calf.
Well...
You do. Kenton's never there.
Yes, he is.
He leaves Em to deal with all sorts of things that aren't her responsibility. Ordering and stuff.
Your mum hasn't said anything, has she, about wanting to leave?
No. Will, we've stopped being rude about Kenton. He's Tom's cousin, don't forget.
I'm sorry, but I still think he takes advantage.
I'd be lucky to find anyone as reliable as Susan.
Oh, Tom, please, can we have a rest from your sausages for 5 minutes?
Sorry.
Thank you. Ruth hasn't tried to get you in on this sponsored swim of hers, has she, Emma? She's trying to persuade me to do it today.
Oh, love, I know you're upset, but I'm sure she didn't mean to.
She did. She ruined it.
Look, Meryl's only little. She didn't realise what she was doing.
She saw me doing it all our term. Look, look.
I know, Jamie.
I took hours doing that.
Yes.
It took me ages.
Oh, dear. Look, how about if I write to Miss Evans?
No.
Well... Can you still read any of it?
No, I'll have to do it all over again.
Oh, darling, there won't be time.
I've got to.
Oh, Jamie.
Keep that stupid girl away from me.
All right, yes, I will.
I hate her.
No, you don't.
I do, and I hate Kenton for bringing her here.
Jamie, you've got to be kind to her. She hasn't got anywhere else to go.
Well, I have. I want to go and live with Dad.
What?
At least till she goes home.
Hey. Wait till you see what we've got.
Kenton, can you come here a minute?
You're right. Joe wouldn't part with anything, but Robert Snell has given me the most amazing... What's that?
Jamie's project.
Hmm?
His talk on a famous person with pictures.
Thierry Henry, yeah?
Meryl scribbled all over it.
Oh, no. Oh, Meryl.
I hate her.
Oh, shush.
Hey, Jamie. I'm really sorry, mate. I'm really... Really sorry. Oh, Mary, what have you done?
Why is he crying?
Because you've really hurt his feelings, darling. I mean, look what you've done.
I did it.
Yeah, I know you did, and you shouldn't have. This was Jamie's special paper for school. Oh, Mary, love, if you want to do drawing, you come and ask me and Kathy for paper, OK? Come and look at me, love, OK?
OK.
Hmm. Now, can you say sorry to Jamie? Go on.
Sorry.
That's a good girl.
Sorry.
Jamie?
Okay.
That's better.
Now what?
He's determined to do it all again.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah, I know.
Well, is there anything I can do? We'll forget the guy for tonight, shall we?
Yes. I think you'd better.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, look, I tell you what, I'll put Mary to bed, shall I?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, come on, Trouble. Did Daddy read you a story?
Yeah.
Shall I at least print off a new copy for you, love?
I'll do it myself. But I meant what I said, Mum, about Dad's.
It's Friday, Miss Gann.
Exciting. You going, Will?
Yeah, of course. Em's got this book thing the midwife gave her, and it says in it that it's already got fingers and toes and eyebrows and eyelashes.
Oh, we won't be able to see them on the scan, though, Will.
I know.
Nah, the picture they give you looks like outer space.
How would you know?
If you sat around as many supermarket staff rooms as I do, listening to women talk.
Oh, well, that's right then, Emma. If you need any expert advice, just ask Tom.
Yeah. How long are you thinking of going on working for, Emma?
Well, the sooner she gives up, the better. And when she goes back, well, if she goes back, then maybe part-time.
I'm sorry.
Well, you don't even have to go back to Jack's, Em. You could always go back to Lowell Oxley. At least they didn't put on you quite so much.
Where's this come from?
Well, I just thought...
Did you?
I'm only thinking of you.
Are you? Look, Will, since you brought it up, as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to carry on working as long as I can. We need the money for a start.
We'd manage.
And after... Well, I'm definitely going back.
Well, there's no need. Since Brian put my pay up.
Yeah, and we'll need every penny. Babies are expensive, you know.
I know that.
Anyway, it's not just about the money. It's about having a life, if you don't mind. Whose decision is it anyway?
Well, yours, obviously.
Thank you.
Hey, but if you definitely go back to work, you're not thinking that you're going to dump the kid on your mum, are you? Because...
Oh, for God's sake, Tom, we're not backing your sausages again, are we?
I was only asking.
You never think about anything else.
I do?
Oh, yeah, right. Sorry. Occasionally, just occasionally, we get to hear about your pork joints as well.
Oh, I think I'd better get the pudding.
Yeah, I think you better had. Is there anything I can do?
There's cheese as well. You could put that out.
Oh, great. What sort have you got?
I've not brought it to Blue, I'm afraid. I'm off stock cheese, just in case. It might have an effect.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah, I know.
More wine?
No, Ta. But help yourself.
Thanks. Married life, eh? Bliss or what?
Linda's rehearsal is in full swing.
And I release you with a full heart for the love of him you once were. May you be happy in the life you have chosen.
Spirit can get me home. Why do you delight to torture me?
One shadow more.
No more, no more. Show me no.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry. Sorry, everyone. Hold it there one moment, please. Hello?
Well, he was just getting into me flow.
Oh,
there,
hello,
you know?
Lewis. No, no, it's not a bad time.
Oh, she's not going to take it.
Yes, I've had the feasibility study back.
Can you imagine what she'd say if we took a call in the middle of
yes,
the
night? Yes, yes. So it's a simple matter of getting the BPT committee together to ratify the next step. Meanwhile, I've sent it off to the AHF so they can access the grant. I agree. We should definitely get on to the HLF about a PPG.
What is she all about? I haven't a clue.
Well, if you would, Lewis, I'd be most grateful. Yes, that would be marvellous. Yes. But I'll talk to you soon, then. Yes. Bye. Oh, sorry about that, everyone. We're at a most crucial stage with the cat and fiddle, you see.
That's all we gathered.
Rather complicated to explain.
Well, don't bother.
But in addition to our Architectural Heritage Fund grant, which will part pay for the feasibility study, it's most exciting we may also be eligible for a project planning grant from the Heritage Lottery Fund.
Linda, if you don't mind, could we just get on... There's Jamie's scene to do yet, and I don't want him out late tonight.
No, and the same goes for Pip. She's got homework to finish when she gets home.
Oh, tell me about it. Jamie was up till midnight last night redoing a picture for his talk on a famous person.
Oh, I remember Pip doing that. She did Shakespeare, Phil's influence.
Excuse me. It's not me holding things up now, is it? Places, please.
Where are we going from?
Bell's line, I would gladly think otherwise, and Ruth, please. Can you try to give it more pathos? Ebenezer was your passion, your heart's desire, your young body yearning to cleave to
you. Yeah, okay, right. I would gladly think otherwise.
Oh, dear.
Oh, not again.
Could you turn that blasted thing off?
Yeah, we have to.
I'm sorry. I must take this call. It's Usha.
So?
She's been in court all day and I really must speak to... Yes, hello, Usha. Yes. Yes, about the PDG from the AHF.
Oh, I'm sorry I'm late.
That's all you ever say these days.
I know, boring, isn't it?
Can't help it.
Well, I'd have been earlier, but I wanted to get you these.
Oh, well, they're beautiful.
They're only from the service station, but I just wanted to say...
No, you don't have to.
I do. I'm really sorry about last night, Em.
Well...
No, I was well out of order.
Look, forget it. It was only because you were tired and stressed and everything.
But I can see what it sounded like. Like I was telling you what to do.
Oh, yeah. A bit.
I'd never do that. It's only because I want the best for you and our baby.
I know you do. But you've got to give me some respect, Will. I've got an opinion as well.
Of course you have. And you've got to do what's right for you.
Yeah. And the way I feel at the moment, I'm fine to go on working as long as I can. We'll have to see how it goes. And as we're going back after... Well, I don't know what I'm going to feel like, do I? Once the baby's here.
No. Okay.
Okay. Well, that's an end to it then. Now, take your coat off, I'll get you tea.
That's another meal I haven't cooked.
Don't get too excited, it's only leftovers from last night.
Oh, that sounds brilliant.
Oh, and Will, I took a couple of calls for you.
Oh, yeah?
Beryl Hayes about tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
She sounded dreadful. Said it was the flu, but she's got a terrible cough.
Oh, she's not dropping out.
And fat poor.
Oh, what?
His mum's had a fall. He's had to go down to Devon.
Well, that only leaves me two pickers up. I can't run a shoot like that.
Now, remember, Joe, we're nearing the very end of the play. Scrooge has been on the most extraordinary emotional journey. He is changed, changed utterly. He is positively radiating joy.
Joy?
Yes, that's right. So let's hear it in your performance.
What about me?
I'm sorry, Jamie.
Well, what am I radiating?
Oh, Jamie, yeah. Ah, you. You are radiating childhood innocence, simple helpfulness, and, as Scrooge says, intelligence. An intelligent boy, he says. Can you do that for me?
Of course.
Good. In your own time, then, Joe. Shh, quiet, please.
Hello, my fine fellow.
Hello.
Do you know the poulterers in the next street but one at the corner?
I should hope I did.
Oh, an intelligent boy. Hey, remarkable boy. Do you know whether they sold the prize turkey that was hanging up there? Not the little prize turkey, the big one.
What, the one as big as me?
He's really good. He's not bad.
What a delightful boy. Go and buy it.
Yes, sir.
Good. And at that point, Jamie, you dash off to stage left, hot-footing it to the poulterers, and Joe, you take two paces forwards and, as it were, confide in the audience your plan to send the bird to the Cratchits. So shall we... Oh, Alan.
No, don't let me interrupt.
Oh, no, don't worry. It's the perfect place to take a break.
No, then. I ain't started radiating yet.
I don't think I sounded very intelligent. I could do much better.
Well, just bear with me, please, and we'll have another go.
Linda, I've already said I want to get him home.
And when are you doing the urchin?
Please, this won't take long.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but you're not answering your phone.
No, well, that wasn't my idea.
I knew you'd be here. I thought I might just catch you at half-time.
Oh, yes, that's fine. Carry on.
Well, if you're sure, it's about the project development grant.
Oh,
you wanted me to have a look at the form?
How'd you get on?
Well, not very good.
What?
Well, I've tried everyone I could think of, but... like I thought, not at this short notice.
Oh, Will.
Oh, I've had to lean on Mum to do it in the end.
Oh, great. Well, you got someone then?
I don't feel great about it. She's had to persuade Tony to give her the day off.
It's okay.
Yeah, Pat wasn't in. Don't suppose she's going to be very thrilled when she finds out.
Well, she'll be all right. She's doing this Thai cheese stuff, isn't she? Meant to really chill her out.
Yeah, I hope so. It's not like I've got any choice. But it's really going to slow things down if I've only got three pickers.
Well, you haven't.
What?
You got four, counting me.
You?
Charming.
No, I'm sorry, but you can't do it.
Hello? You won't be telling me what I can and can't do by any chance.
No, I didn't mean that.
Me and Mitch can manage it together. I'm sure we can.
But what about the calf?
I'll have to phone Kevin, won't I? Tell him he'll have to cover.
Can you do that?
Why not? You're the one who's always saying he puts on me. Let him see what it's like for a change.
Oh, Em. Oh. Mm. Oh, that's just... love you, Em.
You too, silly.
Oh, honestly. I feel like I'm invisible.
It's hardly the way for Linda to get us all on side, is it? Is she going to be like this till Christmas?
I'm surrounded by people who take absolutely no notice of me.
Pip, stop that. Leave the piano alone.
Oh, she must be bored silly, all this hanging round.
She always gets like this when she's tired. Pip!
Is she getting a lot of homework?
It feels like it, yeah. And it's not just that, Cathy. She doesn't really seem to have settled in at Borchester Green.
Oh, it's still early days.
Well, she seemed to go back all right this week. But last night we were back to the same routine, labouring over the homework, tears before bedtime.
Oh, what a shame.
Oh, it's terrible. And the other thing is, she doesn't seem to have made any friends.
Well, what about her old friends from Loxley Barrett?
And they're not in her class. She seems to have lost touch with them.
Oh, I see.
Well, they all got together at half term, apparently. But she wasn't invited.
Oh, girls can be such little beasts.
Oh, you feel so helpless. We don't really know what to do for the best.
Well, if you're really worried, you'd better see her teacher.
We thought of that. There's a parents' evening in a couple of weeks. If things aren't any better, we're going to bring it up then.
Oh, yeah, you should, definitely. But I'm sure if they felt there was a real problem, they'd have let you know.
I suppose so. Anyway, how are things with you? How's Meriel?
Oh, Meriel's fine. Full of beans.
It must be tricky for you with work and everything.
Oh, it's not only that. To be honest, I think Jane is beginning to suffer.
Is he?
Yes. I've had to talk him out of wanting to go and live at the Bull while Meriel's here.
Cathy, that's dreadful.
I know. But Kenton just rides over it all, of course.
Oh, poor you. You must be exhausted.
Oh, I am a bit. But there's not exactly much I can do about it, is there?
I suppose not. And no news on when she might be going home?
No. So I'm stuck with it.
There's nobody asking if you want to take part in my sponsored swim, then.
I don't think so. Sponsored sleep, maybe. But what's it for?
Breast cancer.
Oh, right. Sorry, Miss.
No, it's okay. I'm hoping to sign Shula up, and Usha said she might.
So you're getting some support, then?
Yeah, and from some surprising quarters. Can you believe Lillian?
Lillian?
What's this? She's not dropping out of the play, I hope.
No, she's doing Ruth's sponsored swim.
Oh, yes, I heard about this.
Oh, really? You must put me down, Ruth.
What? Aren't you too busy?
Yeah, haven't you got enough on, Linda?
Oh, I'm sure I can find a time for such a good cause. Let me know when you're starting training.
Training?
Now I must rally the cast. I'm aware that you're all keen to get on.
Yeah,
thanks. Right, everyone. Apologies for the hiatus.
That's all we need. Linda taking it over.
Exactly, like you don't get enough of her here.
Shula was telling me about this swim. Pity it's women only.
Oh, Alan.
No, I didn't mean that. I'm not on about ogling bathing beauties. I mean, I'd have swum myself.
Yeah, right.
But if you want anyone to do the stopwatch...
Sorry, you'll just have to get your kicks at swirl. Oh.
Yeah, if the poster's anything to go by, it looks like being a hot night.
Oh, no. Is it the classics as well as the new R&B? Do you know?
I have no idea.
See, I was a big Motown fan. The Temptations.
No, it had to be Marvin Gaye for me. No,
I'm sorry. Ain't too proud to beg. Had to be the little iconic song.
You should go.
What, you're joking? You mean you'd kill me?
Here, Vicky. Right disappointment to me, you are.
Evening, Joe.
Thought when you showed up, you might have changed your mind about taking on some of the direct.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Not this year.
Yeah, well, or at least brought us in some beers.
Yeah, we've earned them tonight.
Well, I'm sorry to let you down.
If every rehearsal's going to drag on like this, Pip's going to have to bring her homework with her.
No. I'm going to tell her all Jamie's scenes have got to be done by 8:30. Or maybe even 8.
Oh, you'll be lucky. Every time any of us is getting into her stride, she stops. Am I supposed to radiate anything the way she carries
her? Come along, please, everyone. Come along. Can I have a bit of order, please? Haven't we wasted enough time already?
Linda!
Oh, dear. I think I'll leave you to it.
A stressful day for Will.
It was chaos, according to Joe. Linda was the one who kept stopping to answer her phone, and she blamed everyone else for holding things up.
What's she like?
I can't see how this show's ever going to be ready in time.
Mind you, we say that every
morning,
year.
Ladies. You got a nice day for it.
Morning, George. Yeah, we have.
You're well wrapped up, even so, Emma.
Well, we're going to be doing a lot of standing around, aren't we?
Not if these blokes are as good shots as they think they are.
Matt Crawford's mates. Most of them couldn't treat fish in a barrel, Will says.
Now, I've got slightly higher hopes of today's lot. At least most of them have shot before.
Where do you want us then, George?
Yeah, well, we're just waiting for the boss to come and tell you that.
OK, we're nearly ready.
And here he is.
William, how are you, darling?
Mum,
shh. I'm sorry.
Right, what's the plan then, Will?
OK, the first drive, they're shooting across the Kale. So if you go down the far end of the field, one of you can work the bottom edge and one at the left side.
Right, you are.
The game cart's going to be parked by the far gate because we're going on to Hayden Wood. The trailer to take you over there, that'll be down there too.
Jeez, got it all organised.
It's going to go like clockwork, Levine.
Oh, I wish everyone had stopped saying that.
You will.
Well, I'd better go and check they found their right pegs.
It'll be fine. Give you a kiss, but I know you'd only be embarrassed.
All right, well, I've sorted them out of their pegs.
Oh, thanks, Brian. Have you heard from Mr. Crawford yet?
No, not a peep. No, I can't think where he's got to.
Are we okay to start without him? Only...
Yes, we'll have to press on. He must understand that, otherwise the whole day will be thrown out.
Well, yeah.
So if he phones, I'll give him instructions to meet us at the next drive.
Oh, that sounds like the best plan.
Are you sure? We don't want... What if he comes across the guns like Mr. Woolley did that time?
Well, if anyone was going to shoot Matt Crawford, they'd done it a long time ago, don't worry.
Yeah, stop stressing so much about everything.
Besides, Matt out of the picture? I couldn't be that lucky.
You've got to see it, Mum. The set myself is very sexy. Of course I'm going to be able to swim in it. Have I asked you to sponsor me yet, by the way? I don't believe it. He's done it again. Matt just keeps turning up. Look, I'll have to go, Mum. Hmm? Yes. OK, yeah, bye. Hello, Tiger. This is starting to become a habit.
What?
Catching me by surprise, if that's not a contradiction in terms.
Yeah, right.
Thought you were shooting today.
I know, I'd like to. Well, I'm not.
Is that all you've got to say for yourself? You seen what I'm wearing?
Oh, yeah, very nice.
Very nice? It's Italian designer, darling, from Underwood's Screwswear Department.
Yeah?
How much is it worth in sponsor money, then? And don't think you can get away with sponsoring me by square inch of costume. I'm talking about lengths of wool.
Money, you are talking to the wrong bloke.
Matt, what has happened? What's all this stuff?
Oh, just a few bits and bobs.
Bits and bobs?
Let it make sense, Lee. You've got it all out of the house.
Well, yes, I
know,
but... I don't
want Yvette going through any things, do I?
No, but...
It's mainly the contents of my office.
A barbecue?
Yeah, birthday present.
And a chandelier?
Yeah, okay, so that's from the bedroom. Well, I'm not leaving it for her.
Matt, look, I think you'd better tell me exactly what this new solicitor of yours said.
Look, you don't mind if I store a few things here for a while, do you?
No, of course not. That's a Jack Vetriano, isn't it?
Yeah. Paid for it 10 years ago. See, I was into him long before all the fuss.
Oh, very shrewd of you.
Goodness knows what it's worth now. Look, put some clothes on for God's sake, Lillian, and give me a hand with all these things.
George, we're right, they ain't doing so bad.
Oh, even that one with the stupid jacket's got his eye in now. Mitch, sit. Not yet.
He's loving it, isn't he? Wonder what's happened to Matt Crawford, though. All right, I think we're safe to go now, Lily.
All right. Mitch, off you go.
There was a couple of birds come down here, I think.
Yeah, I heard them. Oh, here's one.
Oh, this one's only pricked. I'll have to finish it off.
You all right over here?
Yeah, fine, thanks. I'm having a lovely day.
Only one more drive till dinner. You'll be ready for it by then.
Oh, I'm ready now. I get so starving.
Don't you worry, love. There's coffee and sandwiches when we've picked up here.
Good.
If the exercise doesn't finish you off on a shooting day, the eating will.
Yeah, Eddie always comes home stuffed.
Oh, Jennifer does us proud.
Has anyone heard anything from Matt Crawford? It's very mysterious.
No, he rang about half an hour ago, unavoidably delayed, apparently.
After all that?
Well, it is. Not like him. He's asked Brian to take his place, chat up all the business contacts.
Of course.
Brian's not best pleased. Means he's got to make small talk with Matt's cronies all day.
So Will needn't have worried.
Yeah. But the good thing is, maybe even he can start enjoying himself now.
Yeah. Last one. Ah. Whew. Thanks, Lillian.
Well, my pleasure, Tiger. I've always wanted a sitting room that looked like a cross between a storeroom at Southern Business Discount Goods Warehouse.
Yeah. I'll move it all upstairs and I've got time.
Well, I don't mind the pictures. You've got a very interesting taste.
Yeah, that one's for me, Den. I used to like to meet her eye before I potted black.
Sure, it helped you stay very focused. Ooh, wine!
Yeah, best investment I ever made. Oi, don't you go drinking it.
Hold on, you know, I only drink in company. Well, phone counts as company and the TV.
Tell you what, we can't touch the petrus, but... Yeah, how about this, with a spot of lunch?
So, you're not going to the shoot at all?
No, I wouldn't trust myself near a gun today.
Oh, Tiger, you've had a horrid time. Come on. Let's open this and you can tell me all about it.
See what you mean about the food, George. I can hardly move.
Me neither.
Don't fret. You build up a tolerance in the end.
I hope not. I think I've put on all my baby weight in one meal.
Hi, Mum.
Wow, you look a bit different.
Yeah, that's not a smile, is it?
Might be.
thank God that's over.
I'm not saying I told you so, but the word clockwork springs to mind.
Yeah, OK, George, OK.
So you're going to relax now?
Oh, no way. I've got to keep up the standard the rest of the season now.
Will.
Well, you've got some very happy customers there, Will.
He's done splendidly, hasn't he?
Ah, yes. Excellent day.
Thanks, Brian. It was just a pity Mr. Crawford wasn't here to see it.
I'm sure he'll hear about it from Miss Chams. Oh, they wanted to show their appreciation, by the way.
Oh, William!
Blimey, how much?
25 each.
200 quid?
And he's earned every penny.
Oh, I'm stunned.
Just keep it up, eh?
How about a slug of brandy in there?
Oh, no thanks, Pussycat. I'd better try and keep a clear head.
Oh, well, there you are, then.
Oh, cheers.
Well, look, I see why you're fed up, Tiger. From what you've said, this hotshot solicitor you found has only confirmed what you already knew, a 50-50 split.
Yeah, of the lot.
Oh, darling, I know it's galling, but it's the way things are. And I'm sure this new bloke will help you limit the damage.
Well, I'm a lot happier with him than the last one, anyway.
Oh, good, that's the main thing. You've got to have a solicitor you can trust.
Oh, it's all right. But, see, what's really worrying me...
Yeah?
..is when did Yvette start planning all this? It's all very well me getting my computer out of the house now, but... What if she's already accessed me files, huh? Taking copies of everything.
What, you mean all your financials, sir?
See, if you ask me, this is what happened. She stings me for that Canadian jaunt, flies over there first class, best of everything, top hotels, you name it.
What, the way she was staying with her mother?
Oh, yeah, that was the story. Once she got there, she took the old biddy on a trip round every five-star spa in the country. And while she's laying there, being pelted with reindeer fowl or whatever, and the old deer's having the Eskimo hot stones down the back.
Hot stones? I thought the Eskimo put their old out in the snow to die.
Yeah. If I'd been there, it wouldn't have just been the old one. Anyway, look, the old time, Yvette's plotting exactly when she's going to dump me.
Oh, but she's been back months.
I know, and probably spent them steaming out my letters and hacking into my files.
Tiger.
God knows what she's found out. I wouldn't be surprised if she's had a private detective on to me.
Oh, surely not.
We don't know, do we? What grounds is she divorcing me on? We don't know yet.
Well, it's me. You mustn't worry about that.
What? Yeah, oh, right. Well, that's very understanding if you push your cat.
I'm really concerned about you, darling, and the stress that this is causing you.
I'm just kicking myself. I've been such a mug.
Oh, look, you haven't got to put up with that anymore. I don't know why you're still living there.
Oh, no, Lillian. That is not the answer.
Oh, why not?
I can't go anywhere before she serves me with the petition. I've got to play it by the book. Desertion isn't going to make me look very good, is it?
Well,
hmm?
You've been asleep.
I must have.
Me too. I'm knackered.
What's the time?
Oh, 5.
Oh, what? Oh, I've got to get back to work.
No, don't go yet. Give us a cuddle.
Okay then. Just for a minute. Oh, thanks for today, Em. I'm sorry if it's worn you out.
It's the fresh air, that's all. The scan tomorrow.
I know. Can't wait.
They can even frighten the baby and all that food I've had.
Yeah, they will. Oh, this will be George.
Come in.
Evening.
We're in here.
You two planning how to spend those tips, are you?
Being asleep.
Oh, I. Oh, look at you. The babe's in the wood.
Yeah, don't go telling Brian, will you?
Of course I won't. You've earned your rest anyway.
Well, I couldn't have done it without you, George. I'll be giving you a cut of the tips.
Don't be daft, there's no need for that.
Well, there is.
You've more need of it than me and Chris, just setting out and with the baby on the way.
Well, you've earned it too, George.
You know, I want to hear of it, and that's that. Now then, come on, the pair of you, shift yourselves. There's something I want to show you.
What?
Outside, come on. Now then, there you go. See anything different?
Not yet. Oh, Em.
What? Oh, where did that come from?
It is the right spelling, isn't it?
Casanova, yeah.
You've carved it, George.
Well, sure. I could see this no good husband of yours was never going to get round to it.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, that's so kind. Thank you so much.
Oh, hey, oh, steady.
It's lovely.
Well, I can't quite take all the credit. It was your brother, Emma, forged me the chain.
Really?
I thought you'd have heard me banging in the nail, but no, you were dead to the world.
George, you're a star.
That's it, then. We got everything now. Perfect.
Will it be a bonfire night for Mariel to remember?
That was great. Yeah. A great show.
Fantastic.
I shouldn't think even Kenton could find much wrong with that lot.
No, I should hope not.
Hey, poor old Mariel, though. She didn't like seeing her guy go up in flames, did she?
No, I wasn't that keen myself. I'm still not sure I should have parted with those tracksuit bottoms.
Still, it's amazing what a calming effect enough cinder toffee can have on a kid in tears.
Oh, David, don't. We're going to be sending her home with no teeth as it is.
You got a date for her going back, then?
You better ask your brother. Anyway, it's time we were heading off. Right. Mary... I thought she was here.
Well, she was a minute ago.
Oh, no. Mary? Mary!
Hey, more punch for you, Lillian.
Oh, go on, then.
And how about some of our tasty food? There's plenty left. Chili, burgers...
Oh, see, don't tempt me. You haven't seen this skin-tight swimming costume I've just bought.
Oh, that sounds gorgeous. Are you off on holiday?
Well, only if you need a passport for Borchester Leisure Centre these days. It's for Ruth's sponsored swim.
Oh, you're doing that, are you? Well, good for you.
Yeah, well, thought I should do my bit. Surprised you haven't signed up, Jolene. Show off your new assets, eh?
People can see my eyes with my clothes on.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, but have any of you seen Mariel? No, sorry, Cathy, I haven't.
No, not this evening.
Hey, you haven't lost her, have you?
No. Well, not exactly. I've just lost sight of her for a minute.
Oh, yeah? And when did you last see Jamie?
What?
Your son, remember?
Oh, he's over there with Josh. What are you talking about?
I just wondered, that's all. And she seemed to spend so much time these days worrying about a child that's not your own.
Excuse me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and me. Customers to get round.
Would you like to elaborate on that, Sid?
Happily. Do the words Thierry Henry mean anything to you?
Jamie gave his presentation yesterday, and it went very well.
After he'd had to redo the whole thing.
But I can't talk about that now. I've got to find Mary. Where could she have got to?
But isn't she with Kenton?
Oh, I can't find him either.
Well, I'll keep a lookout.
Thank you. Oh, no.
Look, I'll have a hunt round with you if you like, Cathy.
Thanks, Lillian. Should we try over here?
Yeah, we can look for Matt at the same time. I'm supposed to be meeting him.
Well, at least he can look after himself.
Not so sure these days. What's Mary wearing, anyway?
Oh, yeah, a bright pink anorak with a poppy on it, purple hat, yellow wellies.
Oh, I've seen her then.
Oh?
Yeah, I remember thinking it's been a long time since I could get away with those colours.
Well, where was she?
I saw the back of her while you were having your ding-dong with Sid. She was going towards the pond.
Good blaze, isn't it?
Spectacular. I knew it'd be worth collecting all that wood.
Yeah. Has Shula forgiven you yet for maiming Daniel in the process?
Oh, honestly, Dave, she's getting worse. That kid's going to grow up with a serious personality problem.
Well, he seems pretty well adjusted to me.
Or rebel. Now, in the Southern Hemisphere, they've got a much more relaxed attitude to bringing up kids.
Well, parking them in front of neighbours, you mean?
No, just much more happy-go-lucky, you know?
Yeah, well, we could all be happy-go-lucky if our climate was almost permanent sunshine. I know us farmers would be anyway.
Rubbish. You'd only be moaning about the ground being too hard and having to irrigate.
No.
Yes, you would. Hey, Dave. Huh? Doesn't Jolene look stunning?
Yeah, she's a fine figure of a woman.
I don't care if it is all surgically enhanced. She looks a knockout.
I know. Rear.
Yeah,
oh, Kenton, there you are. I've been looking for you everywhere.
Hello, my love.
Not to mention Mariel.
Mariel?
Your daughter? She's disappeared.
Well, you still haven't found her. Oh, sorry, Cathy. I should have helped you look.
Yeah, all right. Let's go and track her down.
Oh, at last.
Just look around you, Cathy. She's among friends.
You don't know that. Hey, Dean thinks she saw her going off hand in hand with an old man.
So? Probably Dad.
Kenton, you're worse than a child yourself. You've got no sense of danger.
Look, don't worry. If we all fan out, we can cover the green between us. I'll find Ruth and...
Ladies and gentlemen, sorry to interrupt the fun, but we have a lost child. Would the parent or guardian of Mary Larcher, that's Mary Larcher, please collect her from the public bar of the Bull, where she's being kept in a place of safety. Thank you.
Oh!
See? She's quite safe.
Oh, between you and Sid...
Why couldn't you have just come and told us?
Well, she's okay anyway.
I told you she would be.
Oh, come on.
What?
We're fetching Mary and then we're going home.
I don't understand. I mean, what does she mean I got to go swimming to show off my new assets? Do you know what she meant, Sid?
Well, to be honest, love, I have had a few remarks.
What sort of remarks?
Now, look, Jolene, don't take this the wrong way, but, Well, that's how fantastic you're looking.
Oh, really?
In every area.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah, but you see, I think there's some who seem to think you might have had more than just your eyes lifted.
Oh, I see. What, they think, like I've had my backside done?
Yes, and the rest.
Oh, really?
Well, not that anyone's saying there was anything wrong with them before.
No, I should hope not. And there's nothing wrong with them now. Oh, well, it can't be, can there? People think I've had them done when I haven't.
God, you're gorgeous, every bit of you.
Oh, yeah, that's enough of that. A children present. Well, one small girl in particular.
Yeah, we've got her.
Thanks. But there was no need to announce it over the tannoy like that, Sid.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you'd want to know as soon as possible.
Just to make a point?
Yes, well, while we're on the subject of childcare...
Yes.
Jamie is very welcome here, you know that, any time. If things are getting a little, crowded at April Cottage.
Oh, thanks, Sid, that's good to hear, but we're fine, aren't we, Kathy?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, if you say so.
Right, let's find little Miss Trouble and get her over, eh?
Oh, she's over there, bless her. Oh, she's made a real friend.
And then I says, know it, you says? Was I apprenticed to you? And then he goes in and fizzes me there at his desk. Now, he's meant to be a jolly old fellow, full in the face and heaven. Well, she's gone and cast Neville Booth. I mean, I've seen more meat on a butcher's pencil. Still, beggars can't be choosers, I suppose. Anyway, I says, why are you so fizzy? Hello there. Come to collect a little one, have you?
Oh, thank you so much for looking after her. She just wandered off.
I know. I was talking to Bob Pullen. Well, so far as you can talk to Bob Pullen, because the conversation's usually cut short on account of his problem. And I feel it's his little hand in mine. I think she did enough, really. So we come in here for a bit of peace and quiet.
Well, thank you very much. We're really grateful.
Oh, no, she's done me the favour. She's been helping me learn my lines, haven't you, my precious, eh?
Mary? Mary?
Oh, she spark up.
Oh, well, she's had a big week again.
Here, I'll tell you something else I showed her that she was interested in. Young Emma Scan.
Oh.
That's my future great-grandchild, isn't it?
Really? Where?
Well, you see, now, you got that lovely bit.
Now you've shown me.
Yeah. My flesh and blood, that is. The next generation of Grundys.
Oh, can I tempt you to any more punch, David?
Oh, no, thanks, Jolene. Better not.
Okay. Well, there's plenty of food still going begging.
Oh, well, might manage another sausage.
Oh, I'll do you one myself.
Oh, thanks.
See ya.
Yeah, see ya.
Well, that's really cheered me up, that has.
Oh, hi, Lillian. What?
How old is Julia Pargeter?
80, I think. Yeah, she had a big party in the summer.
Yeah, I thought as much. 80. And not one admirer, but two.
I didn't think she got any. Not in our family, anyway.
Well, she most certainly has. Not only has she snared that rather charming Louis, she's got some other beaus besotted with her. Two letters this week alone.
Letters? Oh, not that crazy fan of hers.
Oh, I don't know where he's come from, but at her age, frankly, you can't be too choosy. Well, mine come to that.
Oh, come on, Lillian's not that bad, is it?
No, it is. I must have heard that Matt's on the verge of being a free man.
Matt is? What, you mean he's getting a divorce?
Haven't you heard? To be all around the village for now.
Well, evidently not.
Curious. Someone finally clapped Susan Carter into a Scholes bridal.
I don't know, but I had no idea.
Well, he is anyway. Funnily enough, it doesn't seem to make him any more available to me.
Thanks a lot. Drive carefully.
Cheers, Sid.
No trouble.
Night.
Cheerio. You off as well, Joe?
Me? No, I ain't hardly started.
Well, it was good of you to look after the little Muriel. She's done your real shine to you, hasn't she?
Oh, I'm getting practice. Been a long time since there was a babby round our house.
Yeah. New lease of life for you.
I hope so. It'll be something we can all enjoy.
These aren't Tom sausages, are they?
No, not tonight.
The spicy ones are too spicy for the kids, and the other is, well, they're a bit pricey with this sort of do.
Here, any grub left?
Plenty, Joe. What can I do you for?
I'll have a double beef burger, Jolene, first. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of onions, if you please.
All right, coming up.
Mm. I've been meaning to talk to you, Joe.
Oh, huh? Yeah, hey, 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 not that one. It's burnt.
Tell me, what do you know about wart charming?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that.
Punch, anyone? Punch.
Oh, evening, man.
Sit.
Only just arrived. Missed all the fun. That was a glass of punch anyway.
Oh, cheers.
And we can still do a pig in a blanket.
Sorry?
And a sausage in it. Oh, blimey. Do you want a refill?
Oh, please.
Tough day.
Oh, tough week, I tell you. I've had it up to here.
It's a rotten time.
I've tried. I've really tried, but I cannot live in the same house as that woman any longer.
Been giving you grief, has she?
Chewing me ear off the whole time about my failings as a husband. And I moved a few things out of the house. All mine, mark you, all mine.
Yeah.
And she's acting like I've left her with nothing but a toilet roll and 20-watt light bulb.
Well, you have my sympathy. Kathy and I had a go at living under the same roof when things were already over. It was a nightmare. On the other end.
Yeah, I know. I'm supposed to stay put till I've had the petition.
Exactly.
Well, stuff it. I can't stand it. I've got most of the important stuff out now. Too late, probably, but there you are.
Where are you going to go?
Matt, last!
She's been looking for you.
Oh, I bet. You know you told me last week to hide the money from both of them? Right now, I'm more interested in hiding myself.
The Archers was written by Joanna Toy, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.